Ole palota tangata ni usila e fatu mo wina pele fu ala tunu o lo ye le terminei. Ole tali la ole fatu no nga ole palota safa ye fatu ile fu a fo. Safu fu nga yai. Wailo ai ole lima se fulu fitu pasene ole au palota. Na ola tau fili fili. Tau fia pele fu o lo ye le terminei. E se dia malelua miliona ila tau na palota ile fatu no nga. Ma ole faa lua ai leo na faya ya le referendum po le faa tala nuanga lea po ole faa alia inga o manatu po o fina ngalo fo yo tangata e tu sayo le mita upu. Ma tele lava fina ngalo ina ya faa tu mawina pea le fu olo ya ili teminei ya ae ato manatu foi e fai lava si tele ole seeleni walu le nei faa mwe mwe ya ona olo na faa ngayo inga ya male faa tino ina foi o ye tu ai ngā fua fua nga faa pea. E fase fulu ma le tolu tesi ma le lua pasene o tangata e maana na o e sui le fua ma palota i le ata ale tama tai i a po o le tangata e suafa i a Kyle Lockwood lea i ei le ata o le Silver Fern ato ai pe tai o le fua olo i ei nei e i ai le faa ilonga le Union Jack i le tulimanu ma fetu e faa o le Southern Cross e faa ilo ai le tulanga o New Zealand i le Vasa Pasifika. Na ta ua lai se sa nuanga le pale mia o New Zealand o John Key e fa pea.
Obviously I'm naturally a little bit disappointed that the flag didn't change tonight. We posted their ballots back and returned them, 2.2 million New Zealanders. By the time the final votes are counted, nearly a million New Zealanders will have voted for the new design, and that shows you that it had widespread support. That the polls were in fact wrong, it was much closer than actually everyone predicted.
O se tasi o faya o ngol tala faa solopito li investe faa teknolosi, Dr. Paul Moon, na ye ta ua faya sileva, e le o mana na onisi e sui le fu ale tunu.
It's entirely predictable. Opinion polls from almost a year ago, before the process got underway, showed clearly the majority of New Zealanders didn't want to change. Those polls remain consistent throughout, and the referendums just confirmed that. In most cases, countries change flags because they've had some major political or social convulsion. It might be a revolution, a war, something like that. None of those conditions applied in New Zealand. There was no alternative flag that really caught people's imagination. The whole selection process was deeply flawed. So basically everything that could go wrong had gone wrong. And most importantly of all, there was no popular will for a change. So this is something that a few politicians tried to impose on people rather than coming from grassroots level.
Fai mai le pale mia o John Key, e ui ele i manu malo ile nā wha moe moe tāua, ai o se a oa o ngā tele.
We also think as a country had a nationwide discussion about our flag, about nationhood, about what we stand for. And I think that's been an important discussion we not only should have had, but must always have. I don't think we should shy away from the fact that we should have a discussion about contentious issues just because they are, by nature, contentious.
Peitai, fai mai le li o Dr. Moon, a fai e lua sa fulu tolu miliona le tupe na faaalu e fai eile referendum lea. O lono winga, sa le tatau o na faya e au noa male lango lango a le to a tele o le tunu'u.
If the polls were correct, and obviously were, there was no will for change. It beggars belief that someone could devote $26 million to an outcome that's already known.
Mo le to a tele o tangata ni usila, o le fa le tonu au pito i tele, o le tau o le fu a fou. Ai ele o yei lava se ese e se ngatele ma le fu atuwa yolo o yei nei. Ta ue ki, o le fu afou, sa fu afua ina e fai fu isi tele o ona lu itau sa yai. Ma o sana sa unuangale nei, e fa aman malamai nisi o tau mwafainga a wale nei fa mwe mwe.
I've met people in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months have said to me, you know, I want change, but I'm not going to vote for that particular flag. I don't like the design. Equally, I think there were a lot of people who finally picked up the ballot paper and looked at the two alternatives and said, look, I'm going to vote for change. Familiarity certainly helped. I think a lot of people, when they saw the flag flying, thought, actually, that looks pretty cool. And, you know, you got to say it's a lot of votes swung. I mean, if you look at all of the polling that came out from the TV channels and the newspapers, the best you could find was that the new proposed flag wouldn't get more than about 25-30%. In fact, it polled a hell of a lot more than that.
Toi sao noa John Key, e wia le ifata unu ina le faa moe moe, ai ole a le faa muta ai I lea tau mufainga. Tali Dr. Moon, e mana o mbia sa isi mafua angata tau, matala fea ngai, e su yei le fua le tunu.
More recently, the argument was said, made that we need to have a flag to reflect who we are. We're more multicultural, more independent, more vibrant, and all these sort of cliches were trotted out. And so the idea was, because we've evolved and matured as a nation, we need a new flag. Now, that's about as sensible as saying, as we grow up and develop as humans, as individuals, we need to change our name because we're more mature than we used to be. You don't change things like flags just because your country evolved. In fact, that's a very good reason for keeping the flag.
Ole aso tolu se fulu le masina le nei, e faa la wiloa aloa iai le iunga o finangalu faa lia o tangata, manisi o lato manatu faa lia, ili nei fo I faa moe moe taua.
SBS Samoan, e po o aso lulu maso sa ili tu la e se fulu, po o so se taimi ili upinga ta faa ilangi.